Welcome to The Parish, a community of ordinary people walking together in the way of Jesus. The messages are just one part of the Sunday morning experience, and we hope you join us for worship and the rhythm experience soon. We meet at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings.
Thank you guys so much for letting me be here. As I'm sure Nicole probably has already mentioned, my name is Adrienne Wright, and I'm so excited to be with you guys today. I remember when Nicole first asked me, I said, are you crazy? Like, you want me to speak to your community? And as I started to think more and more about it, I got more and more excited about sharing just what the Lord has put on my heart over the last year, year and a half. Now, I will say this, full transparency, I don't do this a ton. I've incorporated some technology, which is the reason why I'm over to the side, because you're going to have some slides that go over here and maybe a graphic or two. And I just wanted to do that so that it could be a little bit more fluent, but also, again, because I don't do this a ton. And so I just ask for your grace, that you would extend grace to me as I share with you guys this morning. And with that said, I will open us up with prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share again with the bigger C church, Lord. I'm reminded that, you know, there are more believers that we can share with and share what you have put on our hearts. It doesn't have to just be within our communities and our church communities and our neighborhoods and our city and counties. It can be with the larger community of God. And so thank you so much for this opportunity to share. I pray that what I share today, Lord, resonates and that you speak through me and that it's digestible. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. So let's get started. Like I mentioned before, this is something that's been on my heart for the last 12 to 18 months because it's relevant. And it's one of those topics that has deeply impacted me as a African-American female. And that is this word, belonging. So I'm gonna get my slide up. There we go. This word belonging. Who do we belong to and why is it so important is what I am going to cover today, along with, you know, what does belonging really mean? Why our relationship with God is so critical to belonging? What are some ways that we can further our relationship with God in order for us to better understand that we belong? And how do we extend that out to others? So that's what I'm gonna talk about today. But I'm first gonna start off with some personal testimony, some personal story. Obviously, you guys have all heard of these three letters, DEI. It's a hot topic still. It was a hot topic in 2020. I think it was even a hot topic even before 2020. People were just starting to dive into it, but definitely with the, you know, racial unrest, DEI became a focus of a lot of corporations, a lot of communities, even church communities, faith communities. And as I started to engage with these three letters, and these three words, diversity, equity, and inclusion, it wasn't landing with me, to be completely honest, guys. Like, I was like, something's missing. Like, I have been in environments in the past that were very diverse. They were working on the area of equity, and I definitely felt included. But to be honest, my testimony and most of my experience, not just with my career experience, but just in most environments, has been I didn't necessarily belong. I might have been included. This might be, you might have brought me in to increase diversity. Diversity might even be something that's important to you, but it's not making me feel like I belong is something that has just missed the mark with the whole initiative around DEI. And so I wanted to bring that personal story because there is examples where I felt like I belonged, but to be completely honest, you know, as I tried to really get in deep with Adrienne, what is your identity all about? I kept coming back to this area of where do I belong, right? Again, I'll just say it again, not just in corporate spaces, but also in my faith community. Do I belong here? Would there be something missing if I weren't here? And so I want to, you know, eliminate this notion that DEI is the only thing that's needed. And I want to relate that to us as believers and our following of Jesus and our faith journey is that outside of DEI, what really the Lord is calling to us as believers in order to embrace all three of those words is that word belonging. I'm going to give the example of a coffee shop because it's the best example of when I transitioned from not feeling like I belonged to really feeling like I belonged. And this is going to be a very simplistic example, but there's a local coffee shop right down the street from where I live that I go to frequently. And most of you guys probably have this experience, right? There's probably a coffee shop, confession time. Like I go a couple of times a week. I probably should be making coffee at home, but I go a couple of times a week. And there's probably for you guys too, there's a coffee shop or a place of business or some place where you frequent so often that they almost know the time that you're going to arrive, what you're going to get, and they're expecting you, right? If you were on vacation or you were gone, I know that when I go on vacation or if I'm gone for a couple of weeks or for whatever reason I didn't go, the next time I show up, they're like, Adrian, where have you been? We've missed you. We've been expecting you. Like, you know, why haven't you been in the last couple of weeks? And so what came to the surface as I was preparing for today is I was like, what are some of the places where I truly feel like I belong by definition? And the example came to my mind, and also some friends shared with me. They were like, you know, a coffee shop. You know, when you walk in and they're like, hey, Adrian, and they call you out by name, or they're like, hey, such and such, and they call you out by name. And then you don't even have to give them your order anymore. They prepared it for you, right? They already know how you like your coffee. Your name's written on the side of the cup. They spell it correctly, right? Like, and even maybe some of the people that frequent that coffee shop too, or that establishment, they're even expecting you. They're like, hey, catch me up on what happened last week. You know, as you're waiting for your cup of joe or whatever, they're like, whatever happened with that one thing that you were talking to me about? You truly feel like I belong at this place and they would miss me if I weren't here. There is almost a place set for me at this particular establishment. And so that example kept coming to the surface. And as I was talking to friends about this idea of belonging, that example came up for them too. It's like the local coffee shop where, you know, the barista knows your name and the people there, you know, are expecting you. And so I said, why is this so important? Why is this so critical to my well-being and what I feel like is others' well-being? You know, why is it so important for me not to just be welcomed, but to also feel like I belong at this coffee shop and you guys are expecting me? And it's because this word belonging, as I started to go back to my early education in psychology, is so critical to who we are as human beings. It is one of our deepest desires to belong. And I'm sure all of you guys know that. I'm sure, you know, on the surface, you're probably thinking, obviously, Adrian, like everyone wants to belong. Everyone wants to be, by definition of belonging, they want to be accepted. There is a certain security and safety in belonging, right? You know what to expect. You feel like somebody's watching out for you, that somebody is saying, hey, if you weren't here, I'd be concerned. You feel loved. One of the definitions of belonging that I found was enjoyed. And I was like, that one really got me. Like, you just enjoy my presence. I belong so much that others or enjoy the fact that I'm here. All of these things tied to our deepest desire. Another thing that popped up for me as I was thinking about this word belonging is this show Alone. Maybe some of you guys have seen it. I believe it is on Hulu or Netflix. I have both, but it's on one of those, Hulu or Netflix. And it is this show. It's a series about a bunch of individuals that go out to this remote area and they do it alone. And they're in a competition. It's kind of like Survivor meets National Geographic. And the area is beautiful. There's tons of natural resources there, but they don't have a whole lot that they have going into the situation. So they have to build their own shelter. They have to gather their own food. They have to kill animals in order to survive. There's a lot of work that goes into it. But they also have to do this as one single individual in this remote area. And the resounding thing that kept coming up for all of these individuals as I was watching this series is, you know, the hardest thing that I'm dealing with right now is not gathering food. It's not being hungry. It's not trying to figure out how I'm going to keep this shelter over my head and, you know, and not be impacted by the elements. It's being alone. It's doing this alone. It's not having anyone. And even in some of the clips, people started talking to the camera and to, you know, objects that they had as if they were people. And I don't even think they were conscious of it. So I use that example because it ties back to our deepest desire, even sometimes beyond food and water, is to belong, is to not be alone, to feel like we're a part of something bigger than ourselves and we belong to something. And so, again, you know, defining what is it to belong? It is to be accepted, to have security and safety, to be known and seen, to be loved and enjoyed. But how do we do that when we live in such a troubled world that tells us in a lot of ways that we don't belong or that we have to do certain things in order to belong? And so I'm reminded of this verse. This is what came to mind as I was preparing, Isaiah 43. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name and you are mine. And so I just want to break down that verse a little bit. I met with some other pastors who shared with me, and one in particular who shared with me, you know, Adrian, I just want to remind you, this verse is not only talking to Jacob as an individual, but he's actually talking to the collective of Israel, right? So he's talking to Israel and he's also talking to an individual. So he's also saying, not only, Jacob, do you belong, but I'm saying you guys collectively belong, right? I have created you to belong to me. And then when we get to the end of this verse is that I have summoned you by name. It reminds you of the coffee shop again, right? I know you by name and you are mine. That's a declaration. And so it just brings reminder in Isaiah that the Lord has said, hey, you are mine and you belong to me. And so this deep desire that you have to belong, this topic that our culture is talking about as it relates to DEI, I'm letting you know that I have created you for belonging, right? This is a desire that is 100% legit. And there's a reason why, you know, the culture is talking about it is because it's so important. And so what does it mean to be in relationship with God as it relates to belonging? And what does it mean to cultivate this relationship with God so that we truly understand and we can live out that feeling of belonging every day and live out that truth? I highlighted the word relation because God is a relational God. He desires to be in relationship with us. He desires to allow us to know, he desires to communicate to us that we belong to him. And he does that in numerous different ways, but it's also has to be received by us. And so I know that when I was battling this or contemplating this or meditating over this idea of belonging or this word belonging over the last 12 to 18 months, the Lord brought to me some practical ways because that's the way I'm wired. I need practical ways in order to really dive into this. The Lord knows that about me. And so he said, here are some practical ways, Adrian, that you could be in better relationship with me so that you fully understand that you belong and that you don't continue to try to belong or find your value or find your significance in other spaces, other communities, and have that be the sole thing that's trying to satisfy you, right? Here are some practical ways that you can build your relationship with me so that you are constantly reminded that you belong to me. I use this verse, Psalms 100, that the Lord also brought up to the forefront for me, is that know that the Lord is God. He is who made us and we are his. He is who made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Again, it's just a reminder that we belong to the Lord and that we are his people. And that he created us to be in relationship with him, and he created us to belong. And so when I think about that, you know, I mentioned at the beginning that I was going to talk about how once we fully understand that we belong, it's now time for us to extend that out to others. And so I'm going to come back to this slide. I probably put these in the wrong order, but I'm going to come back to that. I'm going to talk about these practical ways that we can build a relationship with God first. It's some practical ways. These are not all of them, but these are some practical ways that the Lord, some practical things that the Lord put on my heart to do daily, weekly, monthly, in order to cultivate my relationship with him so that I truly felt like I belonged and that I didn't continue to seek this elsewhere. Silence and prayer, slow reading of scripture, fasting, confession, worship, and Sabbath. The one that really popped up for me over the last year was Sabbath. I'm a 3 on the Enneagram, and if you're not familiar with the Enneagram, I will send an email to Nicole so that she can set out a reference. I think most people are familiar with the Enneagram now, but if you are familiar with it, I am an Enneagram 3. And what that means, and I sometimes don't even like talking about Enneagram numbers anymore because it's not the end-all be-all, but it's relevant as in what the Lord was showing me over the last year as it relates to Sabbath, is that I'm an achiever. I do in order to find value. And so I can 100% be so eager and anxious to find my value in doing and achieving and producing. And so the Lord said, Adrian, what would it mean for you to not only take one day out of the week and rest, but to do that daily, right? What would it mean for you to actually fully reside in me and depend on me to give you something, that sense of belonging, in order for you to then be able to produce from? And this was brand new for me, guys. Like, I had a Sunday school definition of Sabbath, right? It's that one day of the week where you don't work, you go to church, and you relax on the couch and maybe watch a movie, right? It wasn't really cultivating a relationship with God. And I definitely wasn't meditating over, Lord, why did you provide Sabbath and why is it important? And how does it relate to my existence and my belonging? I wasn't thinking about any of that stuff. And the Lord brought this up to the surface and said, Adrian, you know, I know what some of your gifts are, but I also know that you will so easily rely on that in order to define who you are. And I have not called you to define yourself that way. You are important and you exist strictly because I created you. And so I extend that to you guys today, is that all of us, we are important and we have value and we belong strictly because the Lord has created us. And Sabbath is just one of those ways that he reminds us that everything is dependent on him. You don't have to do a thing, right? This is all going to continue on, even if you do nothing. Now I am going to back up to this slide, our commission. And so now that I've kind of described that we truly have to come from this place of being in this place of full security in Christ as an understanding of belonging, we can then do from that sense of belonging, right? So the only way for us to extend belonging to others, which is so important to me, right? It's so important that, you know, I am invited into spaces and truly feel like I belong as a woman of color. It's also important for me to extend that out to others. But how do I do that when my environments, my world, my culture, everything is not set up for me to do that? I can't do that out of my own flesh. And even when I try, I'll fall short. And so the only thing that I can extend to others is this place of belonging in Christ, to say that is the only thing that's going to satisfy. That's the only thing that's not going to fall short. That's the only thing that's not going to disappoint you. And so I put that quote that I got from a book that I recently read that says, we can only do, and I put in parentheses, love others out of a place of being. Belonging is also extending love, right? The way that scripture describes it is belonging is the Lord saying, I love you and I enjoy you just as exactly the way that I created you. And so I go back to this coffee shop analogy. You know, what would it mean for us to fully embrace belonging in Christ and have that be the only thing that we're relying on? It doesn't mean that we're not going to continue to push for the work of diversity and equity and inclusion. That's something that's extremely important to me. I do it in my work environment and for my organization that I lead, and I will continue to engage that in other organizations as they invite me to engage in that conversation. But I'm also not going to shy away from the fact that we have to create places that where people belong. And I'm definitely not going to shy away from that in faith communities, to say it's more than just creating a diverse faith community, creating an equitable faith community, and creating a faith community where everybody's included. We have to invite people to this deeper relationship with God, and we have to acknowledge that God was first the one to say, you belong, right? We are the coffee shop that's been waiting for you. Your name's on the cup. We know your order. We're expecting you, and we're expecting you at a certain time, right? You belong here. And then there's going to be something that's missing if you're not here. And so I extend that out to you guys today, is that, you know, embrace some of those practical ways to build a deeper relationship. If you're sensing this pain around not belonging, or feeling like, why is this so difficult? You know, but then also I encourage you to embrace the sense of belonging to others, and that, you know, we can only extend that out to others if we truly are receiving that and the practice of receiving that from the Lord. You guys, that's all I have for you today. I hope that you enjoyed it. Thank you again so much for letting me, you know, share with you guys today and share what's been on my heart. I hope that you enjoyed it. Take care.
We appreciate you listening online to our talks from previous weeks. For more information about our church or to see where we are currently meeting, please visit our website at www.theparish.us.